The manifesto by the suspect of the Chabad Poway shooting was posted on the website 8chan. That's also where the alleged perpetrator of last month's attack in New Zealand announced his attack on the Christchurch mosque. What is 8chan, and why does it attract such extremists? NPR's Jasmine Garst reports.
Shortly after the Chabad synagogue shooting, a user posted a joke on the website 8chan. It's a before and after picture. The before picture is a goofy-looking white guy. The after picture is presumably the same guy, dressed in SWAT gear, busting in through a door with a weapon. Journalist Robert Evans writes for Bellingcat, an online investigative platform. He focuses on how terrorist groups use the internet to recruit on places like 8chan, a site where you can find communities that discuss Japanese cartoons or Game of Thrones. But it's also
a neo-Nazi gathering place on the internet where young men try to convince each other to commit acts of terrorism.
8chan is a website where like-minded users with various interests interact with each other. It particularly appeals to people who feel pushed off of mainstream social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter. Evan says there's this one community whose goal is to radicalize users. They offer tips on weapons, discussions about the best translated version of Mein Kampf, also pictures of mass shooters portrayed as saints.
There's a lot of these people trying to prepare for what they believe is the inevitable coming race war, and also a lot of these people trying to spark a race war by convincing other people to carry out attacks.
NPR reached out to 8chan for comment but got no answer. It would be easy to dismiss the site as just another chat room for extremists, but Evans believes the fact that both the alleged Christchurch mosque shooter and the Chabad synagogue shooter in California were on 8chan is no accident.
You look back in 2006, 2007, when you had neo-Nazis or KKK members gather, 20 people would be a large gathering. And then you get to the point where in 2017, hundreds of them were marching in Charlottesville. That is not a coincidence. The internet is creating these people.
Whether the internet is creating hate groups or just serving as a gathering place, one thing has become clear. What happens online doesn't stay there. Brianna Wu is a software engineer who lives in Massachusetts. In 2014, she was targeted in something called Gamergate, in which men threatened female video game players and developers. The harassment started mainly on 8chan.
They threw bricks through my windows. They sent me hundreds upon hundreds of death threats, rape threats. I've had people from 8chan follow me around just to let me know I'm near you and could hurt you if I wanted to.
Wu, who is running for Congress, says the solution is simple.
We need dedicated FBI agents that understand online culture to look at these kinds of extreme crimes and prosecute them.
The FBI says on Saturday it did get several tips that someone was making threatening posts online. 5 minutes after the tips came in, the shooting at Chabad Synagogue began. Once again, it was too late. Jasmine Garst, NPR News.